Hey everybody, we're back with another version of Flock and Gather. It is your 18-minute fast podcast. I'm with a very dear friend of mine today, Amy McDonald from Under a Tree Wellness Consulting. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Oh, Alan, it's such a pleasure to join you today. Thank you.
Always. Well, we're always doing this by phone and yakking away and stuff, but I love that we can actually record something that we can share with the industry. It's interesting. The guy in our Minneapolis office, Greg, who does all the digital, said, okay, we started 8 weeks ago. We started publishing on Apple Podcast and Beanpod 6 weeks ago, and we're almost up to 700 downloads of our 33 podcasts that we put out there. So I think people tell me, I love your guests, and I love that your podcasts are short and sweet. So
exactly.
I've said this a few times. Someone sent me this almost 2-hour podcast, and I went, I have to put that in a file and listen to it. I don't know when, but some other time, but it isn't right now because I don't have 2 hours in the day.
I used to save those things from when I was on long airplanes going to see a client, and right? Who has that time?
I don't know. A 2-hour block. It might be reserved for a glass of wine with my wife out on the patio, but past that, I'm not going to podcast with you. Hey, I know that your business, your family, everything's in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, only 2 hours from Cave Creek. So when you're back down here, we'll be getting together. But you're in Ottawa. So what's going on in Canada these days?
Well, so, Canada's in this, and I'm in Ontario. So, you know, I'm more specifically able to comment on that. But, you know, I think that there's a lot of similarity to some of the states. Not all of the states is obviously, you know, most spas are open, salons are open, they're quite busy, they're back to usual. And the only change really is that masks are required. So it's been interesting, even for me on a personal level, to experience what it's like to have my head upside down in a face cradle for, you know, an hour and a half or however long during a massage with a mask on. But you know, at the end of the day, the challenge of wearing a mask and trying to breathe like that, because normally, right, we kind of get stuffed up. It's still, the benefits still outweigh the challenges. So business is good here, and people need it now more than ever. Like we're seeing all over the world, right? They're willing to pay. They're willing to take the time because they need to de-stress now more than ever.
And it's not just because you and I are in the health and wellness business, but we have recognized over time the value of getting a full body and getting a facial, and the touch sequence is so critical in my life. I always say to people, I have insurance, but it's catastrophic health insurance. My main form of healthcare, I don't feel good. I get a massage. I go to the chiropractor. I get acupuncture. That's what I do. And it's worked mentally and physically for me, right? Same for you over the years.
There's no question. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so other than it's cold in Ontario, tell me what you're doing. Are you on a job up there? Or what are you doing?
No, so I'm originally from here. And so, you know, I've been coming back and forth for years. I was very close to my parents. And really part of why I started my company 15 years ago was because my parents were elderly. They had me when they were in their early 40s. And so by the time I started my business, you know, they were at the end of their life, although fairly healthy. And I wanted to have the freedom to be able to go for periods of time and work from their home and be able to have quality time. And so because of that, I was able to be with them all the way through the end of both their lives. They were able to be at home and I was able to work from here. And with the type of business I have, right? I mean, all my clients were really understanding that's what I was doing. So I formed, you know, a lot of relationships here. I bought the family homestead. And so I spend a fair amount of time here. And with COVID the way it is right now, it's actually just made more sense for me to be here. Yeah.
And we know, I say it's cold because being a born and bred Minnesotan, it's Ontario's almost on the same parallel as Minnesota. And you know, we get those Canadian big storms that come down out of Manitoba. Alberta, they call them Alberta Clippers. Have you heard that term before?
I have heard that term.
That storm comes out through Minneapolis, comes down through Chicago, up through Wisconsin, and the lakes right to Ontario. So you're gonna get all that snow and those blowing winds that we get that actually started in California, but came down to Minnesota and goes back. So I hope you find your way back to Tucson at some point here. But I know I've been up there. I know how gorgeous Ontario is in the summer. It's like Minnesota in the summer. There isn't nicer places on earth, right?
I agree. I absolutely agree. And I'm an avid mountain biker. And so it's just been really great to be here, because in Tucson, you know, it would get too hot during the summertime. So I've ridden every day and I continue, even though it is now below zero. Continue to ride.
Well, I want to tell you, I always hiked in Palm Springs. I had a hiking boys group that I went with, and Kath really, she didn't hike, my Kathy, in 4 years, and my daughter Katie was visiting, and we took her on, I don't know what it called it, an average hike or whatever, and she was puffing some breath, but she did really good. Now she's like, what's the next hike we're going on? And you know, there's no shortage of trails where I am living here either, and they're 5, 10, 20 minutes from the house, and it's easy to go. So we're planning to go this Sunday again on another hike, and there's nothing like breathing this Arizona air and the blue skies. I can't believe it took me, well, we were going to California for 19 years. I can't believe it took me that long to find my way here.
Well, after 20 years of being in Arizona, you just get used to sun. Right now, I'm glued to my weather app, trying to figure out, okay, when is it going to be warm enough or sunny enough that I can go, right? Like, I live by my weather channel, because in Arizona, you just never think about it, right? Yeah.
And the other thing you said, you started by saying an hour and a half massage. I don't know if that's normal for you, but I never do anything less. No, it's hard, right? It seems like you laid down and you're getting off.
Not worth it.
And of course, where I go, they call it an hour and a half, but it's really an 80-minute massage. But I don't really care about that. My self-diagnosed type ADD says I need 15 minutes just to kind of let my body slow down enough.
Absolutely.
Where I'm getting in the groove. But when I'm out like flicking a light switch off.
Well, ideally, if I find therapists that are open to it, and obviously some businesses can't do that, but if I go to a private therapist, I typically will do 2 hours.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Do you ever have to get off the table and use the girls' room while you're having a 2-hour massage, or do you make it through without a problem?
I would say as I've gotten older, it's a little bit more difficult maybe to make it all the way through if you really want to.
Now that you're almost 50?
Exactly. Thank you very much. You and I can support each other in our denial.
Okay. No, we shouldn't be talking about this on podcasts. We are anyways, but I know I'll go to the bathroom before I leave home, and then I'll use the boys' room at the, just to make sure I'm trying to be as empty.
You want to get out of your head, right?
Yes. That's really what it is get it out of your head, you know? Oh my God, I love it. Okay, and I have another one scheduled for Wednesday this week. So I try and go every 2 weeks like clockwork. I'm always rebooking before I leave just to make sure I know I can change it later, but I love to be on the calendar. You know?
Me too.
Amy, tell for our listeners who don't know, tell us where the name Under a Tree Wellness Consulting came from, and what do you do? What's your hot spot? What do you do that makes you special?
Okay, so that's two questions. So the first question, when I started the company, it was sort of one of those situations where I was not expecting to start my own company, and I was a spa and wellness director, and there was an acquisition that happened, and I knew the chances are with the new ownership group, I would probably lose my position. And so it was just a coincidence that someone approached me and said, have you ever thought about consulting? So long story short, I became a consultant, and for lack of time and quite frankly imagination, my company, the entity is called Amy McDonald and Associates. And so, you know, because of the years I had at Miraval and all the incredible exposure that I got while I was there, people knew my name. So it made sense. But after several years and creating this incredible team around me, I felt like the company was so much bigger than who I was, right? It wasn't me. It was really the opportunity to work with, at the time, you know, I really predominantly worked with women who had had been professionals really at the top of their game who had children at home, young children, and really wanted to continue to work, but wanted to be able to work from home. And so I got this incredible group together and I just decided I had to change the name. And so the entity obviously is still, you know, the license name is that, but I really what we did is we had a couple of round tables, virtual round tables with some of our clients that had worked with us at that time for quite some time. And it was really just a coincidence that one of my clients talked about what it was like to work for us, that it was nurturing, that it was collaborative, that, you know, we were really grounded. And as she was describing it, she was like, well, it's kind of like sitting under a tree, right? You feel nourished. You know, working with us was, very much like the end product of what we do, right? We create these spaces for people to feel safe and for healing. And so she just said, it's like being under a tree. And that was it. Simple as that.
Before we answer part two of my question, I want to digress for a quick minute because I love...
You love to digress?
Yes, I love that too. I love, well, look at, you know, my mind goes a mile a minute. So I'm always, that's why I'm taking notes because I'm always 10 thoughts ahead, except I haven't learned to play chess yet. My grandsons, though, at 12 years old, are taking chess club at school. Yep, they're learning the game, you know. I like under a tree because it reminds me when I'm explaining to people what I do and I say, I always use the word spa, even though our members to the association are spa, salon, medical, spa, resort, destination, wellness. Yeah. I always say it's everything under this wellness umbrella. And that umbrella reminds me of the tree. That's why I always like the name of your company, because it's like having an umbrella over everything. So kudos to you. It's a...
It's interesting that for many years when I would call someone, you know, they'd say, well, what's the name of your company? And I'd say under a tree. People would like stop and then kind of laugh awkwardly. And now people just automatically, it's almost like just the image of under a tree relaxes people, right? And so I was just really, really grateful. So the name has stuck.
That's in your moniker, if I remember too, right? Don't you have the tree in your logo or something?
Yeah, we created a logo so that it's the same view. If you're right under the tree looking up, it looks the same. And if you're over the tree looking down, it's the same.
I love
so
that.
So the two perspectives, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Another thing you said, more digression, you said it's so much more than me. Isn't that true? I mean, people always talk about me as the association, but they forget that there's, not only is there a half dozen other people who are
exactly.
actually making it all happen aside from me, but when people say, how many people, you know, work in your group, I always say thousands, and they always give me this like, what? And I go, you have no idea. I mean, we have people across the, in fact, I've been communicating back and forth with a member who's in Mumbai, talking about what's going on in India and the lockdowns there. And we're posting things for them. And they're going through the same thing. Like in India, salons are open, but if you're called a day spa, you can't be open. You know, and so you're fighting with.
Fascinating the discrepancies, right?
Yeah.
All over the world.
So I say I mean, not only do we help people across the globe, but people connect to us and help us from across the globe as well. That's why I say there's thousands of people who run the association. It used to be Alan Scher, but it's way past that these days. Okay. Miraval, I forgot that that's where you were. I mean, the minute you said it.
Well, it's been a long time. So sometimes it feels awkward for me to even mention it because it's been so long, but it really informed. There's a couple of things that really, you know, a couple of places that I worked that I still feel, you know, are really in my DNA that fuel me. And so Miraval is certainly one of them still today.
Always at Miraval Canyon Ranch. I can name a handful where, you know, it's encompassing for people who have worked there, let alone people who have gone there as well.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about what under a tree does. What tell our listeners in a nutshell, if you were having a cocktail and someone said, what do? What do you tell them?
Well, what I like to say is that under a tree uses wellness to bridge businesses. And what I mean by that is, you know, the core of what we do is we see wellness, and I'm using the word wellness because it's all encompassing, right? It's spa treatments, it's fitness, it's movement, you know, it's nutrition, it's educational programs, it's, you know, all the things that we do outdoors, like it, you know. So when we look at wellness, we feel like it can drive many multiple types of businesses. And so what I mean by that is, you know, wellness can be integrated into everything from a hospital to senior care to obviously a day spa, right? Wellness can expand it. We also can bring wellness into fitness centers and chiropractic centers and real estate development. So we really see, you know, our expertise is looking at a current business, whether it's real or being created, and look at the needs of what the client has. Like, are they trying to drive sales or heads in beds or whatever it is? And then we custom design the business for them, whether it's taking it to the next level or whether it's something right from scratch. Because we just feel like wellness is the thread that pulls so many businesses together, because it's about sleep, it's about, right, it's about nutrition. I mean, there's so many components to it that if not, we feel like businesses are compartmentalized. And so we just feel we really bring value by threading a thread of wellness through a company. And we're B2B, right? So we just work directly with businesses.
Right.
Okay. Small and large and anywhere in the world. I mean, we really have no particular criteria other than a passion, right? That we want to work with owners and managers that really have a passion to improve their business.
Well, and then you get to like run into your friends at Two Bunch Palm while they're in the restaurant, right?
It feels like ages ago,
Alan.
Isn't
that fun? It was ages. It was
a. And I would love to go for a soak in their fabulous water.
Oh, me too. Part of the day is just going there and relaxing in the. But it makes your treatments. But to me, pre and post treatments are so critical, and that's been a problematic in a lot of these areas where they don't want you using the amenity facilities. But for me, the best part of my hour and a half massage is the 30 minutes after the massage when I just want to stay slow. So when I have to like get dressed and
you
get out,
stay slow.
I know it's hard to believe. Remember I said I'd turn it on and turn it off, right? It's a light switch. Okay. You said a couple things I want to address: fitness, chiropractic, real estate. This wellness, this under a tree umbrella, covers a lot of different areas. And frankly, wellness now covers a lot of different areas. I mean, we're a long way from when my friends say, wait, do I fully undress when I go for a massage? I mean, right? Everyone understands that wellness is all encompassing today. And that's why you can be in so many areas helping them understand how do you keep your employees healthy, right? Well, isn't that part of the game plan today, right? You got to have healthy people who enjoy what they're doing.
Well, that makes all the difference, right? I mean, we do a lot of work with creating culture, right? Really defining that culture. It starts with ownership. And, you know, that was really, I think, one of the pieces that I learned at Miraval was, you know, at the time, Miraval, you know, had been a drug and alcohol addiction center, right? It wasn't built to be a beautiful spa. And I knew as an operator that it leaked and that there were issues with the building, right? And no one cared. It was always about the presence, right? The level of presence that those therapists gave to the guests. The guests didn't see any of the stuff that was happening, right? We all know behind the scenes, right? It was really about the quality of the staff and their authenticity. So it always goes back to that.
I love it. We've been with Amy McDonald today. She is the principal at Under a Tree Wellness and Consulting. I know we could keep talking for another hour, but we have what as we.
I'm happy to come back.
I know. Good. I'm going to have you back. I want to address just one more thing super quick. You said basically that you customize because cookie cutter doesn't cut it, if I may say that anymore. You have to have a pretty definitive plan that talks to your vision, your space, your clientele, your demographics. Isn't that all part of customizing? You don't want anything off the shelf anymore, right?
Well, you can't afford it. Yeah. And, you know, so differentiation, but staying relevant is the key, right? You have to be different, but you still have to stay relevant. And it's, I think it's because wellness is evolving so quickly, right? Businesses have to really be checking in now more than ever, you know, every quarter, just to see, are we competitive and are we staying relevant to our core consumer, right? Oh, we all have to continue to ask ourselves that because it's changing so quickly.
That is so well said. We've been with Amy today, Amy McDonald. We've gone from Ontario to Tucson to Cave Creek. We've covered wellness. Amy, I can't wait for you to come back to the desert. Do it soon, please. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Alan. Really a pleasure. Happy holidays to you.
And to you as well. And friends, please remember, be kind to one another.